This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming the Prime Minister and his delegation, the President said that Mauritius occupies a special place in India's neighbourhood first policy, Mahasagar vision, and in India's commitment to the Global South. The President said, the partnership and cooperation between the two nations has been growing steadily in every field. President Murmu said the projects including hospitals, roads, port development, defence procurement and joint surveillance will enhance infrastructure and will have a positive impact on the lives of the people in the coming years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump greeted Mr. Modi on his birthday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, like Mr. Trump, he is also fully committed to taking the India-US comprehensive and global partnership to new heights. Mr. Modi said India supports Mr. Trump's initiatives towards a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict. India and the US have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. A team of officials from the Office of U.S. Trade Representatives, led by Chief Negotiator for India-U.S. Bilateral Trade Agreement Negotiations, Brenton Lynch, is on a visit to India. The team held discussions with officials from Department of Commerce in New Delhi, led by Special Secretary on India-U.S. Trade Ties, including on the India-U.S. Bilateral Trade Agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh today. He will launch the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar and 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maah campaigns at Dhar. The campaign will be organized from today till the 2nd of next month at Ayushman Arogya Mandir, community health centers, district hospitals and other government health facilities across the country. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and launch several other initiatives and address the gathering on the occasion. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also transfer funds under the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana directly into the bank accounts of eligible women across the country. Mr. Modi will launch the Suman Sakhi chatbot to raise awareness on maternal and child health. Furthering the nation's collective fight against sickle cell anemia, the Prime Minister will distribute the 1 crore sickle cell screening and counselling card for the state. Home Minister Amit Shah stressed that protecting the younger generation from drugs is vital for realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed India by 2047. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the two-day national conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force, ANTF, heads of states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. Emphasizing that no country can progress well if its youth is not protected against drug abuse, the Home Minister exhorted authorities to take every possible step to make India a drug-free nation.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi presented a concept of building a great, fully developed India by 2047. To build such a nation, it is essential to protect a young generation from drugs. The concept of any great state and its foundation rests on its young generation. We have a huge young population. In case the drug abuse grows beyond a certain limit, it will take a long time to overcome its impact. Therefore, this is the time to fight strongly against drug abuse to prevent the destruction of lives and future generations.
Union Minister Nitin Gadkari called for a stronger sense of organization amongst the citizens for national growth and unity. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari said that the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh or RSS has always prioritized organizational strength as a plank for individual and societal growth. He added that the organization continues to instill these ideals across different sectors and verticals for individual and societal growth. And Team India Vice Captain Smriti Mandhana has reclaimed the top spot in the latest ICC Women's Cricket ODI batting rankings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.